you generate after you ate the meals? What did the girls do?
Well, the first thing that was done on the table was always cleaned up. And of an evening, well, there was always we get a piece of paper of an old sales bill or something, and there was writing on the cockeyed thing, and a lot of it was words. You know, all the words starting with a certain nouns, or you get three or four words that have the same meaning, and I mean pronounced the same, yeah. And a lot of it was name all the Johns you can and things like that. It was, and we played a lot of cards. We'd wear the cards until there wasn't much.
Where the spots are.
The spots were worn off and the backs were worn too. And in the summertime, why, we had a porch to the south, and before it was all over, while we was all laying out there and watching the stars and one thing or the other.
Oh, this doggone Russian spaceship that came over cost me about an hour and 15 minutes that night.
Did you see it?
No, I went out the yard and I don't think I could bend my head the next day. I just watched and watched and watched.
They said it was supposed to cross Oklahoma at a certain time, and we were pretty well under a cloud deck. It rained here that afternoon.
But we could see.
The horizon was, from that away this way, was clear. But back that way it wasn't. So I don't know whether it was, whether...
From Oklahoma City, they said it was about 20 degrees on the horizon. In other words, that would be pretty low.
That to the south.
Yeah.
Well, then that was the reason.
Southwest.
That was the reason we couldn't see it at all. We stayed out there, but we didn't stay out for about 15 minutes and give it up.
Well, I stuck with it. I got a report from Enid, I think. I was listening to the Enid station. They said it was 30 minutes behind schedule over South Carolina. So I went out a few minutes before it was supposed to arrive and gave it an hour and 15 minutes. I was glad to go to bed and rest my head.
I had an awful time even seeing those little old Sputniks that ran over that time, anyway. But I did finally get to see one of them moving.
We saw one. Strange thing, my wife had been talking about her glasses. She said she thought she'd better get some new ones. But her eyes had changed. We were living in an apartment house. We went outside and started looking. I couldn't see anything. She said, there it goes! So that did it. To save $20.
Well, a lot of times, glasses, you can see things like that that you might not see if you were reading.
Uh-huh.
You can make a difference there.
She was concerned about farsightedness. What did you call your best visions?
I don't remember that we had any special name for them.
I was just wondering if they were called China or...
Well... I don't know whether we had any China.
We didn't when I was a boy, but it was China. If it was a prize piece, no matter what it was, it was China. Strange how those terms get distorted. After the girls cleared the table, what did they do with the dishes?
They were washed, and then we had a buffet where they were stacked in.
After they got them soapy, did they do anything with them with soap on?
I'm sure they didn't rinse it because they used a dish pan, and the chances are that if they'd done a good job of drying, that was the most. And I doubt if they got them very soapy because the soap they used was homemade soap.
Lye and grease?
Lye and lard cooked together. Tallow or cracklings or something. And they
Did they use anything in the dishwater to wipe them